You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition. Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Janak mashaguit avantuchun hayu barzankne. Yevur vor harin yekeglisvin, hon harinika vokhche. Good morning. It is Sunday, September the 25th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Charayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայրը համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարնե։ Հին սերունդը կպնդրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դուրենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
And we did have one death this last week. Sadie Zenaida Barron was 81. She was past president of Swan Point Cemetery in Providence and passed on Thursday, September 15th at the Philip Huletar Hospice Center in Providence. Sadie was born in Havana, Cuba. She was a beloved daughter of the late Jacob and Haiganush Baron and loving sister of Lucia Lucy Baron, with whom she lived. Sadie came to the United States in 1960, settling in Pawtucket, where she completed her senior year at Shea High School. Before moving to Cranston in 1955, she worked at the Nicholson File Company for 9 years and as an assistant secretary. In 1971, she worked at Swan Point Cemetery, computerizing their offices, and in 2001 as an assistant treasurer before becoming president in 1998, retiring in 2007. Sadie distinguished herself as a problem solver, taskmaster, and leader. Her funeral services were held Friday from St. Sahag and St. Mesrop Church, following a burial at Swan Point Cemetery. Our condolences to the Baron family. And with our Dottie Litzes. September 25th, 2020. Today is the second Dottie Litz of Doris Chobanian Bilazarian. September 25th, 2014. Today is the eighth Dottie Litz of James Triskelion Jr. September 25th, 2012, today is the 10th Dottelitz of Shakir Sophie Simonian. September 26, 1995, Monday is the 27th Dottelitz of Nishan Meridian. September 26, 1996, Monday is the 26th Dottelitz of Perlant Galpchian. September 26, 1998, Monday is the 24th Dottelitz of Bizar Topalian Harrison. September 27, 2008, Tuesday is the 14th Dottelitz of Elizabeth Tomation. September 27, 1995, Tuesday is the 27th Dottelitz of Margaret Harmayan. September 27, 2012, Tuesday is the 10th Dottelitz of Stella Takian. September 27, 2021, Tuesday is the 1st Dottelitz of Margaret Shahinian de Felice. September 28, 2002, Wednesday is the 20th Dottelitz of John Alajanian. September 28, 2017, Wednesday is the 5th Dottelitz of Queenie Tastian. September 29, 2005, Thursday is the 17th Dottelitz of Arsene Ajoyan. September 30, 2009, Friday is the 13th Dottelitz of Colonel Murad Meradian. October 2010, it is the 12th Dottelitz of Haiganush Aggie Meradian. October 1st, 1993, Saturday is the 29th Dottelitz of Rose Nivart Kazarian. October 1st, 1996, Saturday is the 26th Dottelitz of Sarah Malikian Dervatanian. October 1st, 1997, Saturday is the 25th Dottelitz of Berge Stepanian. October 1st, 2015, Saturday is the 7th Dottelitz of Peter Bedrosian. October 1st, 2018, Saturday is the 4th Dottelitz of Charles Osnavor. And we will hear a little bit of Charles Osnavor's music in a little bit in our program. But right now, Iverine, in remembrance of all of our remembrances.
No!
the other day I was watching a movie and I heard the music. And I'm like, boy, if that doesn't sound like Charles Aznavour, it was. Here is an American song that is very well known that he co-wrote. And it's just one of those sounds that you always know. That's Charles Aznavour. And how proud that we are that we call him one of our own. This is Charles Aznavour.
Maybe I treasure all the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings, maybe the chilled out autumn rings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into heaven or a hell. The mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside the shell. She always seems so happy in a crowd, whose eyes can be so private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. Maybe the love that cannot hope last may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the one anywhere for I'm alive, the one I care for through the rough and readies me. I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
And we'll have one more song by Charles Aznavour, this one in Armenian, but his Darylits is this week, and he will always be remembered. Alrighty. You know what else will be remembered? High Tide at the Beach. If you missed out, you really missed a fantastic time. Last night, the ARS had the High Tide at the Beach at Bonnet Shores, and the band was fantastic. They were on fire. We had so much fun. And, you know, two and a half years of COVID, I could not keep up. I was huffing and puffing on the dance floor. So we need a lot more dances to get back into shape, I guess. So with that, we'll just say start paying attention. When there's a dance, make sure you're at it. I wasn't able to go to the AYF Olympics this year. I think that would have got me into a little better shape, but what are you going to do? We need a lot more activities, I guess. Or at least I do. But kudos, tip of the hat to the ARS for a fantastic event last night. And Mal Barsamian, Harry Bajosian, Leon Janigan, Ken Kalajdzian, Charlie Kalajdzian. Great, great, great entertainment. We had so much fun. Okay, with that, let's see. We've got an event coming up that just kills the diet one more time. But we'll have fun. We'll be all together at the Armenian Evangelical Church this Friday night. If you haven't made your reservations, call Nancy right now before she heads into church. Tell her I said Padre Luis. Call Nancy Taraction. I don't even know if she'll pick up, but leave her a message if not. 401-640-7070. 401-640-7070. And this Friday night, the 30th, starting at 7 o'clock, we'll be at the Armenian Evangelical Church, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, for a great dessert buffet, luscious desserts, and auction. This is formerly known as the Chopstick Auction. They haven't had one of those in a while, but I do remember going to them back in the ages. We used to have so much fun. You sit around, you get your first chopstick or whatever, or your ticket, your number for free, and then every additional one is $5. And it's fun. $20 again for the admission, dessert buffet, and the auction number. And then every additional number, $5. But we're going to have so much fun Friday night. Make sure you call and make your reservation. Space is limited. Call Nancy, 401-640-7070. And it's this Friday night. Alrighty. With that, Let's listen to Robert Chilingarian. And as I mentioned, the auction dessert buffet is Friday night. We got a busy weekend next weekend. And then on Saturday, October 1st, the Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island invites you to join us for Under the Tent to celebrate the museum's fifth anniversary. Saturday, October 1st, 1 to 4 o'clock, 245 Waterman Street, Providence. Free and open to everyone. There'll be an interactive, informative, and fun events taking place at the museum. Now, it's going to be a great time. Refreshments are included and some of the activities. If you want to bring your old photos with Armenian script, they can be translated. If you have any type of old memorabilia you want to bring with you, if you have textiles for assessment, there's a live performance of God Uchi God with Susan Chakmakin. There's a film being shown by Daniel Ariyan. They'll be doing Armenian folk dances. And there'll be a sneak preview of the Chronicles Oral History Project recordings that they did a few months ago. Again, this is to celebrate the fifth anniversary of the Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island. The event takes place. It's on Waterman Street. It's right around the corner from Wayland Square. And there will be parking available. So make sure you are there on Saturday. And then on Sunday, I need my music. Thank you. It's the last picnic of the season at Husanu Grove. It's the annual picnic, Sunday, October 2nd. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Wear your fall sweaters, your boots. We're going to have a great time. The picnic menu, as always, is Husanik-style shish, losh, chema. They'll have fresh farm corn featuring Gary Cashmanian Ensemble. Come enjoy delicious food and a delightful day under the trees at the Husanik Grove, 20 Simmons Street, Rehoboth, Massachusetts. Husanik Grove Picnic. Next Sunday, 12 to 6 o'clock, get there early. The food is always fantastic at Husanik Grove. And with that, let's go to Adi's Harmonium.
Nous savons relais, garnir l'ulcéron, il y aura sa dérive, par des avalons. Anma kuiso baizar havado es basu memekes moraga gas mega te shudova gaga sirdas ga buje Ska bujes kaname. чудова га каз, сир да ска бужес, тоа ме хогу, а ну шпиурера, а ну шпиурера, а ну.
One of our great artists, Adis Harmanyan. He had such a beautiful voice, so melodic. And with that, by the way, in case you didn't know, our background music that I typically have been playing for years and years and years, Benjamin Gasparian, violinist. He is a fantastic violinist. Alrighty. Saturday, October 15th. I know they have been extremely busy at St. Zvartsanan's Church getting ready. I've got my little emails from Stephen Almation. They are going strong. They need your help, though. It's a little more than 2 weeks away. And, well, 3 weeks, actually. But anyways, who's counting? Armenian Fest at St. Zvartsanan's Church. The bazaar this year is taking place at the church, 7 Armenia Street back parking lot. The Broadway Church, St. Zvartsanan's Church, is having their annual food festival bazaar on the church grounds. Admission is free. And they're going to have a great, great selection for you. Prepackaged pastries and kofta. Like they've been doing for years. They've got the falafel booth, which is fantastic. The Armenian cafe for coffee. There'll be live Armenian music. A great flea market. There'll be arts and crafts. 50-50 raffle. Hot dogs, popcorn, cotton candy. And as always, delicious chicken kebab, shish kebab, losh. All... Admission is free. Please, let's all support the church and bring you a little shopping bag so you can take your foods home with you. But St. Zvartsanan's Church Bazaar, again, this year it's going to take place at the church, 402 Broadway. Make sure you tell all your friends and let's all support St. Zvartsanan's Church with the annual bazaar. It's very important that we all help out as well. Just about every day of the week there's something going on. So no matter what church you belong to, it's great companionship. You have a lot of fun and you're doing something for the church, which is always important. Okay. And that's on October 15th, Saturday. We have an event on October 16th as well. St. Sag, St. Mesrib Church family luncheon following the Divine Liturgy. The Parish Council and the Women's Guild is having a pasta and meatball, spaghetti and meatball dinner. Pasta and meatball dinner, October 16th. And donations are greatly accepted, but appreciated. And reservations, call 401-272-7712. Family luncheon, October 16th, St. Sag, St. Mesrib Church. Okay. As I mentioned, Charles Aznavour's Dare Litz this week. And he was just such a great artist. He was also an actor. He was a humanitarian. And as Armenians, we're ever proud that he was one of us. This one is... Charles Aznavour.
Yes, Kuiva.
And that was Charles Aznavour. Unfortunately, I don't know who the other half was. It was a duet. I'm not sure, but that was Charles Aznavour. Let's see. Next up, I don't know what happened to my music just there. Let's go to Aram Asadrian.
Edwas mutashar umur ganas, bekisir el ismen atmod askadas, daren kansten ashar umduk amanas, bekisir el ismen atmod askadas. Edwas mutashar umur ganas, bekisir el ismen atmod askadas, daren kansten ashar umduk amanas. Mege sirel ismenak motas kagos, mege sirel ismenak motas kagos. Sasireli sinçane maranske Herike yeraz derov yes keste semame gişe Çegides mutu xavara nesireli sardisiçe Eduays muta şarunur elganas Megesireli smenak motas kadas Dar erkansnen aşarun dugamanas Megesireli smenak motas kadas Megesireli smenak motas kadas
Let's do some birthday greetings. September 29th, Sandra Pitts. Happy birthday, Sandra. September 30th, Diane Upkarian. Also on September 30th, Lynn Parnagian. And on October 1st, celebrating his birthday, Willis Paligian. Happy birthday to all of you.
Çeherat'a, çemorat'a, konaverin, tira
asir, mihir asir, muhabbetsiz. Kınabilir.
And the Cultural Committee of St. Sagan St. Messrop Church presents a spiritual music festival featuring the choirs and soloists of Rhode Island Orthodox churches. Sunday, this isn't just Armenian, it's Orthodox. So Sunday, October 23rd, 5 o'clock in the sanctuary of St. Sagan St. Messrop's Armenian Church, 70 Jefferson Street. Donations greatly received, refreshments will be served. And again, this is Sunday, October 23rd at 5 o'clock. And let's see, I think that's about, it's about it. I need my next, let's get this music on.
Shushigan ushigi manushi amo bohodon korodi.
Live and in color, Kevork Artinian will be in Providence, Rhode Island for the Armenian Radio Hour's 75th anniversary. That's right, Armenian Radio Hour's been around for 75 years, and that's something to celebrate. I hope you'll join us at St. Sag St. Messrop's Agavian Auditorium on Saturday night, November 5th. Please, please, please make your reservations early. It is $75 per couple, $40 individual tickets, and then at the door it'll be $45 a piece. Tickets are now available. Kevork Artinian live November 5th beginning at 8 o'clock. Celebrate with Meze Music and Dancing, the Armenian Radio Hour's 75th anniversary, November 5th. Kevork Artinian. You can call Sonia to make your reservations, 401-374-2121. Go online. Facebook has the announcement as well, and you can get the flyer. The churches have it as well. Tickets are now available. Kevork Artinian, November 5th. Be there.
Manushi, خورودیک خورودیک مایرو لیلم لیلی لیلم لیلی 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 مایرو شویک سیرون شد خورودیک خورودیک مایرو
I have to say, the last time I heard Kevork live was at a wedding, and he was just so much fun. I'm looking forward to November 5th. I hope you are, too. Please join us. Please contact me, Sona, and we'll get you all set up with the table. Again, you can reach me 401-374-2121. Just leave me a message if I don't pick up, especially if you're calling right now, because I am on the radio. But with that, you know... The Vospigian band has been around forever, and Kevork Artinian is from Philly, and he's one of those took advantage of listening to the best Armenian music coming up through the ages. I know one of his group members is an original Vospigian, but we had so much fun growing up. I know me, Asbury Park, and then as I got older, those New Year's Eves that the Philly group used to put on, the Vospigians. The whole family, it's a dynasty of great Armenian music. So I couldn't resist. Let's listen to the Vospigians.
Yana, yana, es el pa' ki pa' na. Ande ver luz y tener.
This is what my brother would call picnic music. Enjoy it now. Next Sunday, October 2nd, we'll be starting our Cultural Month programming. So, anyways, just a different kind of music. And from the Vospigans, we're going to Sona Avagyan. And, you know, as we all watch the news about our homeland, Armenia, please keep in touch with any of your political figures in your areas. Let them know that they should not, the U.S. should not be supporting Azerbaijan with any aid. And it's so very important that we stay in touch and pray for our brothers and sisters in Armenia. With that, this is Sona Avagyan. And we'll finish off the morning show with the former Jock Basarian.
Ararade Ardahane Garsnubane Umushe Arapage Usatsune Mesuplere Masise Ararashari Hayera Haye Ganchumen Mezen Ganchum Spasumen Anhamde Polorashari Hayer Vahaye Masise Vanumushe Ganchumen Ovhaye
Si veshuko nas pasumen galo galo sayat nogu apodiani anno komida si veshuko nas pasumen galo galo
Sasuna yev nara andar nere kişerleri memze pürü yev kapıda gergitte arar aşkari hayera haye gançumen mezen gançum spasumen anhambe olur aşkari hayer vah haye masise kalmışı gançumen ov haye
Comida si vesciuto, espasumen galo galo. Sayat lo cuo copiani anno. Comida si vesciuto, espasumen galo galo.
استانی اصلا مار آره بداقی رانتون آره رادی به جوگورتی زباغم زباغم آره راشخاری هایر آخ هایه گانچومن مزن گانچوم سپاسومن آنهم پی خلو راشخاری هایر باخ هایه ماسی سبان نموشه گانچومن او بایه
It's that time. Urakhatsur gurakhanas mer zamanagal ratsavshgalchun serin hamar. Sdesutyun minchev harachigagiragiaravot. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour, Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Charayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Right now, you are listening to us on WARA 1320 Attleboro. Thank you to our webmaster, George Gaspar, and keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. ArmenianRadioHour.com. Thank you for listening, and happy Sunday.